Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
Hello, I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Macbeth in Monaghan. So, with Malcolm and Macduff and Siward's army on the way to Scotland, we return there. We return to Burnham. We return to Macbeth's castle to meet the final victim of the genocide. And for Macbeth, it would be the most unexpected. It is his wife. His wife has also lost the ability to sleep in comfort. In a very brief scene, we see a doctor and a servant watch her as she walks in her sleep, night after night, confessing the crimes of herself and her husband.
I have 2 nights' watch with you, but can perceive no truth in your report. When was it she last walked?
Since His Majesty went into the field, I have seen her rise from her bed, throw her nightgown upon her, unlock her closet, take forth paper, fold it, write upon it, read it, afterwards seal it, and again return to bed. Yet all this while in a fast sleep.
And then the sleepwalking Lady Macbeth enters.
Lo you, here she comes.
You see, her eyes are open.
Aye, but their sense are shut.
What is it she does now? Look how she rubs her hands.
It is an accustomed action with her, to seem thus washing her hands. I have known her to continue in this 1/4 hour.
Now let's remember that when Macbeth murdered Duncan, Lady Macbeth said, quite easily, a little water washes this blood from our hands. It's not a problem. We can just wash it off. Now things have changed.
Yet here's a spot. Out, damn spot, out, I say. 1, 2. Why then, 'tis time to do it. Hell is murky. Fie, my lord, fie. A soldier and afeard. What need we fear who knows it, when none can call our power to account? Yet who would have thought the old man to have so much blood in him?
Do you mark that?
The Thane of Fife had a wife. Where is she now?
Even the death of Lady Macduff is preying on her mind.
What, will these hands ne'er be clean?
The blood won't wash off in her mind.
No more of that, my lord, no more of that. You mar all with this starting.
Go to, you have known what you should not.
She has spoke what she should not, I am sure of that. Heaven knows what she has known.
Here's the smell of the blood still. All the perfumes of Arabia will not sweeten this little hand. Oh,
what a sigh is there. The heart is sorely charged.
I would not have such a heart in my bosom for the dignity of the whole body.
This disease is beyond my practice.
Wash your hands, put on your nightgown. Look not so pale. I tell you yet again, Banquo's buried. He cannot come out on's grave.
Even so.
To bed, there's knocking at the gate. Come, 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 give me your hand. What's done cannot be undone. To bed, to bed, to bed.
And in her sleep, night after night, she relives, she reenacts the deeds that they have done. She reenacts the murder of Duncan. She reenacts the murder of Banquo. She is completely and utterly haunted, just as her husband is. She will never sleep comfortably again.
Foul whisperings are abroad. Unnatural deeds do breed unnatural troubles. Infected minds to their death pillows will discharge their secrets. More need she the divine than the physician. God, God, forgive us all.
God forgive us all is the last words that the doctor says. And it's a prayer that is quite genuine, because Macbeth got away with it because he was allowed to, because everybody else became involved in it. Those who stayed and who worked and continued under him were as much guilty of what he did as he was, because without them, he could not have done it. Without Lady Macbeth, he could not have done it. And she now has become the victim of her husband's vaulting ambition. She is the genocide's final victim. And thank you to Emma Hazlett as the doctor, Vicky Sloan as the gentlewoman, and Sarah Hall as Lady Macbeth, and all from Collegiate.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.